the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There was a certain creditor who had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence, and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. So our Lord says to Simon, and then says, which one loves the most? And Simon answers correctly, the one to whom more was forgiven. And this is, of course, a direct reference to the woman who had been anointing the Lord's feet, washing them with her tears, anointing them with ointment. Perhaps many misunderstand what the Lord is trying to say. This woman was a former prostitute. So, prostitution, along with things like murder, robbery, and other things, we consider to be big sins. And many of us consider ourselves, well, we don't do those things. Simon judged her, judged the Lord, when she came in to do her act of repentance before him. Simon thought, he certainly knows what kind of woman this is. We don't associate with these kind of people. And yet, which one of us has not lusted? Which one of us has not been impure? So the woman did things that were impure with people that wanted her services, probably many who went to the temple. So it wasn't her great sins greater than other men that the Lord was referring to. Not at all. Later on, the Lord makes it very, very clear. It's not about this woman's former occupation. It's not that she is somehow more sinful than we are, and therefore, when she's forgiven, she feels more acutely gratitude for God. It's not that at all. We could feel comfortable and believe that, but it's not the truth. It's not that she is more sinful than us. It is as the Lord says, wherefore I say unto thee, her sins which are many are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. I think to many this is a riddle, not easily understood. But if you read the Gospels carefully and live them, it's very apparent. When the Lord speaks about the one who owes 500 pence and the one who owes 50, and when he speaks about the one who loves much and loves little, because they have a lot, many sins forgiven or few, he's speaking of the same thing. He's speaking of our self-awareness. He's speaking of whether or not we truly know about our sins. All of us, without exception, owe 500 pence. The one who knows that he owes these 500 pence, the one who knows he has many sins and repents of them, feels great love for God. The one who is blinded to his sins thinks he owes 50. You know, he owes something. And he's aware, well, yeah, everybody's a sinner. I used to have someone tell me, well, you know, he said he didn't sin. I said, well, you don't sin? Do you ever get angry? Well, yeah. Well, do you ever have an impure thought? Well, yeah, sometimes, but I mean, I'm only human. As if these are just little sins. So it's just, he just owes 50 pence. Well, if you repent only of a few sins, then you only love God a little bit. If you repent of all of your sins, then you love him very much. When I read this gospel, I am taken by the spectacle of a woman showing such gratitude to God because she was aware of what he had done for her. the epistle that is appointed for today speaks about how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. This woman was aware of this transformation in her. She had formerly lived an unclean life, probably only recently. And with this prostitution came all kinds of other sins. Drunkenness and debauchery and blasphemy and lack of prayer and taking advantage of others and lying and cheating. Many, many sins. Why do you think she went to the Lord? Because she felt delivered from these things. She had been purged of these things. Now she could live a clean life. And so she had great gratitude to the Lord. She was aware of her sinfulness. And for every sin that I mentioned that she committed, we have too. And the problem is, I have noticed as a priest, we are very, very barely, dimly aware of our sinfulness. We're like Simon, let's admit it. We see the woman who appears to be loose. We're not like that. That's what we tell ourselves. We know about the drug addict. We're not like that. And yet we have our addictions. We have our lusts. We have our cravings. We have our dishonesties. We are full of sin. But the Lord died. He lived and died to deliver us from sin. To, as St. Paul says, purge our conscience from dead works. The more we are aware of these dead works and our deliverance from them, the more we love and the more we show love. I am struck by this woman's virtue, which is very, very uncommon. Gratitude. Look at how she expressed her gratitude. By buying some ointment, by washing his feet, showing her repentance. The tears are indicative of her repentance and cleansing. And the ointment is what we bring to God. We bring God not foul-smelling things, but sweet-smelling things, the virtues. This was a changed person. And she recognized that the change came because of Jesus Christ helping her. That's why she came into the room and washed his feet and anointed them. Because of her great gratitude, her awareness, first of all, of what she had been, and her awareness of what he was making her able to be. And then she was very glad and very thankful about this. That is why she came into the room. And her actions of anointing, we can take in a mystical way of showing active repentance. Simon must have thought that the Lord was an important person and invited him to dinner and wanted to listen to his words. Simon was not a bad man. He was just ordinary. But when he saw someone that he considered sinful, he judged her because he was not aware of his own sins. This woman showed such wonderful self-knowledge, knowing what was wrong with her. Such wonderful gratitude and love. And such wonderful repentance. And what did Simon? What do we show? Very little self-knowledge. We know very little about ourselves. We give ourselves excuses with excuses and sins all the time about our weaknesses and about this and about that. We have very little gratitude towards God. And without knowledge of ourselves and gratitude towards God, who do very little in the way of living works. We were delivered from dead works. But the person who is delivered must act upon this deliverance. Jesus Christ, as it were, when He lived the life that He has told us we should live, making us capable, planted a seed. He gave us the capability of becoming completely purged of dead works. But just as a child has the capability of becoming a functioning adult, there must be effort involved if this is to come to fruition. So the same with us. This woman recognized what God had done for her. I don't think we do. I don't think we do at all. And the evidence is all around me. It's in my own life, first of all. And second of all, it's in your life. Because, let's be honest with one another, don't you commit the same sins over and over again? Don't you fall into the same bad behaviors over and over again? Aren't you lazy time and time again? Aren't your prayers sort of wooden time and time again? Can you characterize yourself as someone with so much gratitude towards God that you are continually repenting of your sins and continually offering to God virtues? It's not the way we are. It's the way we should be. It's the way we can be. If we are like this woman. The other epistle today says, "For as many as you have as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ." This is a wonderful summation of the Christian life. This is what happened to this woman. She put on Christ. She changed her way of life. Now, when you put on Christ, you become aware of good and of evil. Remember that tree way back when? Of knowledge of good and evil? We're supposed to know about good and evil. But only when we are ready for it. And when we put on Christ, we are able to discern what is good and what is evil. And to cast away that which is evil. And when you see in your life things changing, even if they're just a little bit, it should engender in you feelings of great gratitude, great thankfulness. I would say that we as a people need to work on exercising gratitude towards God for what He has done. Every time we complain about anything, we're showing a real lack of awareness of what is really happening in our lives, of what's wrong with us, and what God is doing to help it become right. We all should be like this woman. Too many of us, all of us, are like Simon. Not really bad people. He didn't think of himself as really a bad person, and by most measures, he wasn't. He was a Pharisee, and yet he wanted to learn from Christ. But he was ordinary. And Christ has not called us to be ordinary. So let us imitate this woman, who, by the way, her story is being told because today is St. Mary of Egypt's commemoration. And it's so easy to read St. Mary's life and think, wow, she really was a sinner. What an amazing thing that she repented. Oh yes, she is great for her repentance. But we get caught up in how much she sinned. And she lived a very, very profligate life. But she repented in a way that we cannot even imagine. That is the point of the story. So we don't repent very much. We don't pray with much attention, not even for a few seconds. And Mary of Egypt would lay on the ground a day and a night in concentrated prayer. She was not more sinful than us. She needed a Savior as much as we do. She was as incapable of becoming good without Christ as we are. So it was not her great sins that is the amazing part of the story. It is her great self-knowledge and her great gratitude and her great effort to show fruits worthy of repentance. Let us be like this woman, like Mary of Egypt, and like this woman who repented of her sins. Let us bring to the Lord our repentance, our gratitude, and our good works. Amen.